Asia was abused, mismanaged. There were senatorial commissions that were sent in, and they were shocked to find out not only the extortion, the shakedown tactics, but the fact that the equestrians who actually controlled the courts that brought governors up on trial, the equestrians actually convicted one senator, a man named Rutilius Rufus, who tried to reform the province and was put up on extortion charges in 92 BC. It's a famous case where a Roman senator came in and, in effect, writes a report. Really, the Asian provincials, the cities are being hopelessly mismanaged. There's a danger of rebellion. And then this senator comes back to face a trial on extortion charges by the same equestrians, angry that their profits are being cut into by his reforms. So that within a generation, or just a little over a generation, the Romans came close to alienating their subjects in Asia Minor. In the arrangements of Asia Minor, the Romans kept the most urbanized and valuable portions of the peninsula, that is Asia and the southern shores, those regions I've discussed time and time again that were Mediterranean in climate. The central and eastern portions of Asia Minor, they handed over to a variety of client kings who ruled as agents or proxies to Rome. The most important of these kingdoms was the Kingdom of Pontus. And that's along the northeastern shores of Turkey today. One of the leading cities is the ancient city of Trapezus, the modern city of Trabzon. The kings of Pontus were probably descended from Iranian Anatolian monarchs. The family used the name Mithridates, the old Persian sun god Mithras. And King Mithridates VI, Upator as he's often known, who came to the throne in 121 BC, realized that he could exploit the discontent in the Roman provinces of Asia and Greece and drive the Romans out of the Greek world. And Mithridates learned his lessons well. He was one of the kings I mentioned earlier who eventually retrained his army along Roman lines. And in 89 BC, he was essentially bullied into a war by these arrogant Romans and carried out a campaign across Asia Minor that blitzed the Romans. Besides their mismanagement of the province, the Romans had also stationed very few military forces in Asia, so they were both unpopular and weak. Mithridates overthrew Roman power in Asia, caused a financial collapse in Rome. He entered into Greece. His armies were hailed as conquerors, as liberators, and the Roman Republic was then given the situation that it had to reconquer those eastern provinces that now were so valuable to Roman revenues and the funding of political reform back in Italy. The task fell to a man called Lucius Cornelius Sulla, perhaps one of the most remarkable of the late Roman figures, known affectionately by his soldiers as Oatmeal Face. He had these horrible pock marks. He'd been an actor earlier in life, knew how to pamper his soldiers, which was to allow them to plunder. Sulla took the command and beat the armies of Pontus, and in 85 BC restored the situation. Then he used all the resources he won by that campaign to come back to Italy and play king, play dictator, and won a major civil war. And Sulla wrote the script, the depressing script, that the cities of Asia Minor had to face now for the next two generations. As Rome went into increasing political violence, as civil war became an option, and the few great commanders that emerged from the Roman nobility vied for a kingship, Asia Minor paid the bill. Sulla was the first. The later figures, Pompey, Julius Caesar, Mark Antony, eventually Octavian or the Emperor Augustus, all went east to gain the wealth and the resources in order to finance a victory in a civil war or political reform back in Italy.